Don't hate him in your heart. Good morning. The Chafetz Chaim tells us that you have to make sure not to violate that iser. Not hating somebody in your heart. What is that example? Says the Chafetz Chaim, it happens when a person will speak about his friend so wonderfully in front of him, and behind his back he's talking about what a terrible jerk that person is. You lose people in the process, and you embarrass them in front of people. That is a violation that happens quite often in the realm of Lashon Hara. I want the person to tell me more and more, so I chanfa him. I speak, I schmeichel him. But behind his back, I talk about what a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad person that person is. It's a danger. And so we need to be aware of that. Two-facedness is one of those styles that exists in the world that, unfortunately, we don't handle well. Does that mean that we always have, we can never have a negative feeling? Sure. But we have to get over it and try to put ourselves into a situation to know where our boundaries are so that we can work on ourselves and say, okay, not people are not always going to be our best friends, but we can go ahead and put things into a context where we're not sitting around and throwing it back into somebody else. Similarly, in regard to Lo Seilech Rachil, the Torah tells us we can violate the prohibition of Lo Sikom Velo Sitor, not to take revenge. I'm very upset at somebody because he wanted to borrow money from me, and or I wanted to borrow for him. And to be quite honest, I would, you know, it didn't work out, and he wasn't good to me. And because of that, I hold a lot of anger to him, and I hate him. And afterwards, I see something negative over there about him. I turn around and I spread it all over the place. That person tarnished my reputation, didn't want to help me out. Ooh, boy, the shoe's on the other foot. Well, first, you are in violation when you do that of the Netira belief, Lo Sitor, and then when you go ahead and you actually carry it out. So in such a situation, you also wind up violating the embarrassment to the other person, Lo Sikom. Says the Chafetz Chaim Elitzor, Sheyimcha Hadavar Milibo. You have to wipe it out. I was talking to somebody this week who was telling me about a shidduch and how a certain situation came up where the person wasn't interested in them. And it was because of a bad reputation lie that somebody spread. And now all of a sudden the shoe's on the other foot. And now all of a sudden somebody is calling him about information about the other person who spoke badly about him. And it's taking all of his energy not to speak that Lashon Hara, not to share that information. There is, or even just to say, oh, that person, don't ask me because that person did something terrible to me. The implication being, that person's a terrible person. We can get over it. And it takes all the energy in the world to do so. Be'ezras Hashem, we will, and we'll make the world a better place. Have a terrific day.